Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Tetsuba and his fabulous family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our family and friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, today we have one of my favorite guests of all time with one of my favorite topics of all time. So I promise you to stay tuned in for an incredible show. It's called Develop Your Psychic Abilities. And the show, our special guest for this show is Tetsuba, the world's leading quantum achievement trainer. He is the best-selling author of The New Think and Grow Rich. He is the author of over 500 marketing and quantum achievement articles posted on the internet. Ted is the author of over 30 books on professional and personal quantum achievement, including 100
101 Quantum Success Secrets and the Sub 4-Minute Extra Mile Series. I have to say, folks, I love all his books, but my personal favorite is 101 Quantum Success Secrets, a book I believe everyone should keep on their night table and just open to any page and get the lesson of the day. Ted is the world's leading quantum business acceleration expert, the original founder of World Internet Summit, the largest and the longest running internet marketing entrepreneurial training organization in the world. Ted is America's foremost internet marketing consultant, the world's top think and grow rich expert. Ted Siuba, identified as the Napoleon Hill of the modern age by Mentors Magazine, features a unique interdisciplinary approach that includes marketing, achievement, and quality of life. Folks, as you might have figured out by now, if I were to tell you about Ted's achievements, all that he's accomplished, all that he has done, that alone would be the whole show and take an hour. But to sum it all up, I would say the thing that I'm the proudest of, the thing that means the most to me, and that really makes me feel humble, is that I am blessed to be able to say Ted Siuba is my friend. Welcome to the show, Ted Siuba.
Joyce, Barry, and friends, it is so good to be with you, and thank you for the kind words of intro there.
You're most welcome. I can never say enough about you or your achievements. As I had said earlier, developing your psychic abilities, that world is one of my favorite worlds to be a part of. So take it away, Mr. Siuba. The floor is yours.
Why, thank you. You know, and it should be, because we all are born from and live in, and when we in this earthly incarnation pass, we will still remain in the cosmic field, the field of infinite potential, the great conscious cosmic consciousness that there's a yearning in your soul. There's a yearning in everybody's soul. There's a recognition on the part of everybody who hasn't shut it out completely with the beta concerns and business concerns and life concerns that sometimes can drown out the signals. But, Joyce, wouldn't you agree with me that there's a feeling in there, a feeling that we all know there's a greater reality that exists?
Absolutely, I agree 100%. And what a great show to let people know how they can tap into that world.
That's the whole point, is that it can be tapped into. It lives. You can discover how to tune into what we call the quantum hologram. We're not alone in that. And when you can tune in, you see, feel, hear, and know the past, present, and future. Now, unqualified, that's a statement that a lot of people who are, who have been trained in disbelief, who have been trained in skepticism, who have never given thought of it, could challenge all the way. You discover how to tune into the quantum hologram. There's no such thing as a quantum hologram. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't know that there is, then it's just an indication that you haven't been keeping up with the latest science. Now, not all of this science has made it to the street, such as, for instance, it's made it to the street that the Earth is round. It's made it to the street that magnetic waves, radio waves, electrical waves can be transmitted through the atmosphere. We all talk on cell phones every day and we take it for granted. But at one time, that would have got everybody's dander up and they would have fight and they would have beat down the visionary or the scientist who was saying that. In fact, Einstein makes a statement at one point in his career. After people began believing him, He was chuckling. He asked the question. He says, remember when people wouldn't believe in waves of information and energy transmitting through the environment? Well, of course, that's even what gravity is. We understand that. So science is well aware of the quantum hologram, the all that is. It's not even a debatable thing. They're not even discussing it. It's taken as ground base. But look at it. In reality, everything that exists exists in everything. That one everything, that one quantum unified field which spreads through, animates everything, contains everything. Space is not empty. If space was empty, it would be nothing. It would not exist. Now, it may be a vacuum, but even in space, a cubic centimeter of space, and think about something, a cubic millimeter, you know, even. Think about something the size of a sugar cube. That contains enough energy in it. And I'm talking about space. I'm not talking about on Earth or at the sun's surface. In deep space, a cubic centimeter of space contains enough energy to power the United States for every need it has for 10 years running. That is the cosmic hologram, the all that is. And scientists, among them researchers like physicist David Bohm, neurophysicist, neuroscientist Carl Pribram, and a physicist everybody knows and loves, Stephen Hawking, say that in this field of infinite potential, in this quantum hologram, exists everything. And not only does it exist, it's not existing in parts and pieces. Everything exists everywhere. Now, I'm giving you the base for how this we can tune in as a psychic into this. That is, it's called the official term they use, scientists use, Stephen Hawking uses, is it is distributed. And he says, what is known to any part is known to the whole. And what is known to the whole is known to any part. Now, that can also sound like scientific speak. There's a real easy illustration that we have, a metaphor that will illustrate that, and it's the holographic picture. You know, if you get a regular picture, let's say you get a picture of a lady standing there, and you know, and so if you, a regular picture, if you got a picture of a lady standing there and you cut it in half, well, you're going to cut off her legs. You're going to cut her off at about the belt line and all her legs and the bottom part of her dress. You can't see it. All you see is the top part of the dress. On a holographic picture, if you cut it in half, it doesn't matter. When you project through it with a laser light, which is how you see the hologram that is projected into 3D, you see the entire image, the entire woman, legs, feet, and all, which is cut off in a regular photo. Now, go even further. Obviously, if you cut what's left of that regular picture in half again, now all you've got is the left upper half of that lady. But you cut that holographic film in half again, and you project the light through it, and you've still got the same thing. That's because, and this is an illustration of, in a regular, flat, two-dimensional photograph, information is localized. Now, note I said information, because that's what we're dealing with in the psychic realm. But in the hologram, information is distributed. It is everywhere. What is in any part is everywhere. So, now you got the fact that information in the hologram is distributed. Now you got the fact that how can you say we can know the past, present, and future? And by the way, I will admit there's a lot of art to this, just as there is with a good psychic reader or medium. They will be the first to tell you that it's part science, part art. In fact, you'll hear them a lot of times learn the art and science of, you know, et cetera. And so past, present, and future. Well, again, we're going into the quantum physicists' realm. They tell us that it is a multiverse, that it is multidimensional. And Einstein was the first one to say that time is not linear. Time is not running like an arrow from left to right. It only seems to run that way in the realm that we generally spend most of our beta awareness in. But we're multidimensional too. That's not the only realm. There's the realm of angels, which angels travel faster than the speed of light. You might say, yeah, but Ted, that's angels. Well, Alain Aspect at the University of Paris in 1982 proved, by the way, this got Einstein's dander. Not that he was living in 1982, but the concept of it earlier. He proved non-locality. He proved that things can travel faster than the speed of light. With those of you who are scientific-minded, you can look up the split photon experiment. So what did he prove? He proved that there's other dimensions. And now they talk about, they took Einstein's theory. Einstein, it was rudimentary when Einstein in 1905 and 1915 talked about time not being linear, not being straight and curving back on itself. Now they have realized that all time, past, present, and future, just as all space, non-locality of space is non-locality of time. They've done experiments. They progressed with the split photon experiment, and they have measured things in at a moment in time, which rearranged the past so that the past happened so that it would bring the current future. They have now, again, far science, quantum physics, the past, present, and future are here now. Now, the ancients talked about this. They talked about the Akashic field. The ancient mystics and rishis, they knew about this. But, you know, whenever, of course, the Christianity stamped out all science, you know, violently, and it was pretty violent whenever in the Renaissance was coming and science was weaving its way back into the European mind. And so neither one of them accepted what the ancient world took for a matter of acceptance. But now quantum science, experimental quantum science, is proving it. And so all dimensions exist at once. Information is the same information. All information is everywhere and consistent. It is past, present, and future, present at the moment. So how do you tune in? Next subject is how do you tune in. But tuning in to the quantum hologram gives you the ability to access the information that exists from every dimension at every time frame. That's how psychics work. Now, Joyce, I'm sure, even, and I want to talk about, you know, what, how to do it, but I'm sure the explanation, the groundwork that I laid there has raised some questions in your mind. So for the listener, on behalf of the listener, ask me a question if you've got one.
Well, the question I was most curious about is, how did you get interested in the psychic world, given all that you follow, all that you specialize in? Was this something that happened naturally as a child, or did you develop it over time?
Very good question, and the answer is yes. I was one of those fortunate people that was born into a family. My mother was meditating when I was conceived. My mother was meditating when I was in the womb. The earliest memories in my entire life, I don't know for sure, but I think I was about 2 or 3 years old. I was in my mother's lap, and she was meditating, which would go over to the neighbor's house across the street. And so it was very natural. My grandmother was associated with Paramahansa Yogananda, and she was they don't call it chaplain, but I say that word for that we all can understand. she was running a temple that was related to the Self-Realization Fellowship. And so the answer is, yeah. And in fact, I used, which, I have slightly different attitudes as I've grown, because I said the answer is yes, I was born into it and I grew with it. But I used these abilities to build the business that you referred to. World Internet Summit was a seven-figure business. If anybody doesn't know what that means, it means we were earning over $1 million a year. The greatest single day I ever had, I earned $2.2 million. 4 days later, I followed that by earning $2.2 million again. That was developed with unfair advantages, if you might say that.
How would you say unfair advantages? It came to you in a very natural way. It was like it was channeled to you to be at that place at that time. Why would you say it was an unfair advantage?
I used the words, "Didn't you see him with your psychic powers?" in quote marks.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, but really, why do I? I do put it in quote marks, but why do I do that? It's because the vast majority of people who have been trained with blinders on their eyes, who will not accept. They're like the people that Galileo was trying to get to look through his telescope so he could prove to them that there were those moon had craters on it and that the planets were round. They wouldn't even look through through the telescope. They wouldn't even look because they already had their blinders on. They had their beliefs and they knew how the world was. And so I have access to, as does anybody who wakes up to this and develops it, to far, far, far greater information, resources, capacities than the average person who's got those blinders on does.
You know, it's interesting that you mention that, because I would say that is one of my number one gripes about people, how they poo-poo things that they have no idea what they're poo-pooing. It's like they have no experience of it, and yet they're naysayers. It's like they won't take a class because they heard it all, done it all, and know it all. They'll knock a product that they never even tried. Sadly, there's far too many people like that on Earth, rather than those like you, Ted, like myself, that are open to trying everything. Try it and then voice an opinion. When you don't even try something, I'm not interested in your opinion on what you don't know. So you're so correct that they just put the blinders on.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right, too. I like the way you say it. And, you know, I mean, especially with related to psychic stuff, they act like they know it all, and because it's the most common thought in the world. It's the way they've been taught the world is. And I say, oh, that's great, man. You got all the answers. Let me tell you some of the great things that I noticed that your world with all the answers has created for us. And you tell me if you really think you got it all together. War, killing, displacement, unbridled corporate greed. There's hunger and starvation. 9,000 people will die today of starvation. Homelessness is rampant in every big city. It's there. Racism and sexism, from everything I can see, is still alive and well in your world. And we are destroying the environment so much so that the future of humanity is now in question. And are we straightening things up? Oh, look at that unequal, unimaginative education. It is, you know, we could go on and on and on. But, I mean, are you really telling me you've got all the answers?
Well, Ted, just by what you just said, I just want to let you know that I'm nominating you for president of the United States.
Because
you really have a handle on the world we're living in.
Yeah, well, we know that those political arenas can get kind of funny, can't they?
Yes. With what's going on now, you're far better, smarter, more savvy than the candidates that are running on either side of the aisle.
But
so where do you start with people? They want to develop their psychic abilities. The first thing, they want to tap into it. What is it you suggest? What simple steps do you have so people can get involved and start somewhere?
Well, there's really two simple things I do. I say, let's get you a quick lay of the land or a survey and of what you need to do, which is pretty easy, you know. And then I say, let's start doing the number one thing which will help you into it. So let me give you the five steps as I develop it. I'm helping students, clients, friends all over the world learn how to do it, and a lot of them say it's got to be more complicated than that, but it's not. It's just that you're not doing it. And number one, you know how that is. Number one is we've already begun. That was the way we opened up, is learn how psychic phenomena works. Learn about the hologram. Learn about how information is stored, that it's distributed, that anybody can tune in. And that leads into point number two, learn how to engage it. Now, when I was earlier talking about tune in to the quantum hologram, I kind of skipped over tune in. I went straight into describing what the hologram was, how it works. It contains all information, past, present, and future. But how you engage it, how you tune in, is simply by a meditative type of practice. And, you know, you say, what, a meditative type of practice? Yes. That's what they found at Stargate, the CIA project that ran for 23 years. You know, they wanted something else, like they wanted wizards, but they found that ordinary people could do it. Maya Moneta's Dream Clinic in Brooklyn, New York, they found ordinary people who could read and project, because there's two things. There's projecting and there's receiving. Psychic material. The Ganzfeld studies, which became really, really beneficial and pivotal in the finding out how prevalent and proving psychic phenomena was around, what they found, ordinary people could go into meditation, could receive psychic impressions. And they even, in their studies, did some tests. They, as in tests, as in a sender in another building with an electromagnetic room would look at a painting, would send thoughts to the receiver who was in another room, electromagnetically shielded, and they had them picked up with galvanic skin response sensors and this kind of stuff. And they would find out, they would receive the image. Now, 3 million to 1 odds against chance when they were finding it. So not every, that's one of the issues I have with teaching people about psychic stuff. It's not always exact. 3 million to 1, that means there's a number of misses in there too, right? It's not always, it's not linear. It's nonlinear. But essentially, all that explanation to say, the way you learn to engage it is by going into what Stanislav Grof, psychiatrist, calls an altered state of consciousness, which is nothing but meditation. So we just said step one, learn how psi works. Step two, learn how to engage it with meditation, and that needs to be developed. And step number three is you merge theory with practice. That is, you start meditating and you start, usually I talk about working in a non-threatening environment, you start with friends, you ask them to send you a message on a certain night and you tell them the next day what that is and you get the feedback, and you start with groups, you start going to meetups, you start getting in with teachers that can teach you how to develop your psychic ability and give you tests. You start looking at cards and determining what card will come up next. You start, when the phone rings, pausing a moment and imagining who that might be, merging theory and practice with it. And then number four is practice and fine-tune it. It's It's going from where you got your training wheels on with number three, emerged theory and practice, to number four, practice and fine tune it. You're like the dancer who has learned the steps of choreography, but it's still a little bit rigid and still done by the left brain, still done by trying to count the beats in the musical measure rather than all being there natural and flow, which is number five, where you flow into reliability. So you see, really, you know, we talk about five steps because developing it takes steps. But if you really look at it, some people have told me, well, that's just three steps. Learn how psi works, learn how to engage it, and then get doing it. And I say, you break it down that way, and you can make my five steps three steps.
My question to you, for people who have not typically meditated, and this might be the way into the world of meditation because I love the psychic world, how much time, and I know it's different for everyone, but what would you recommend is a fair amount of time to give yourself in a meditated state to get value out of it?
Well, it fluctuates tremendously, and it depends on your development. In an ideal world, I suggest people meditate 20 minutes a day, ideally in the morning, which sets the tone for the day. And when you're first learning to meditate, we actually have exercises where we lead people into 30 minutes and 40 minutes. Now, by the way, the longest meditation I've ever been in was an 8-hour experience, but that's not necessary, and those were for big holidays, right? But for most people, you can do profound things in a 20-minute meditation. On the other hand, once you are trained and experienced, you know, you've learned how to flow into reliability, you can drop into meditation just by closing your eyes and focusing your attention, and you can get benefit in seconds.
On this 8-hour meditation that you engaged in, did something extraordinary come out of that?
Oh, yes. By the way, something extraordinary comes out of a brief meditation also. Yes, we did it for world peace, and we did it for individual development, because our particular aspect of is when everybody is developed, we won't be fighting. When nobody wants to fight, when everybody wants to love and respect people, it's like Gandhi is one of the best examples. He led an entire nation of people who felt like he did, but the change was from within. It was not imposed from without. In fact, they had to throw off the shackles of without. Well, let me tell you what happened. When Gandhi was thrown off that train in South Africa forcibly, he was still on the ground, dirty ground. You know, today, of course, it would be hard concrete. He was looking up at the goons who threw him out, and he saw the fall of the British Empire right then and there. That was a psychic event that took 53 years to unravel. So when we meditate for world peace, we know that it begins with the individual, and it may have its time to unravel too on the cosmic level. On the other hand, people like us, we know that's where the world is headed.
I also believe when you talked about mass meditation, I really believe there is power in that. Cumulative power, people sitting around and meditating, perhaps aligning on the same goal. I think that's very powerful.
Well, actually, this is another one of the things, even though I don't have the specific study to cite, anybody can look it up. This is another one of the things that's gone beyond the realm of conjecture and personal opinion, because anybody can have an opinion, to scientific fact. They've done a number of studies with prayer affecting the people that were being prayed for, as in a control group was not prayed for, a control group was prayed for. And sometimes it's not just, it's not prayer as in you might find in the synagogue or church. It's just sending good, positive thoughts. They've also done the same thing with people and plants. And plants, for instance, there was a guy who did who's hooked up a polygraph machine to a plant. And he says, now, this is great. Now I'm going to be able to tell, you know, when a plant's in stress or not. You know, in other words, something upsetting it. But Lord, what am I going to do? Oh, I know. I'll get a match and I'll burn off one of the leaves. Maybe that'll affect it. But lo and behold, just the thought sent that polygraph needle up to the upper regions. It was bonkers. Just the thought. The plant was reading his intentions. And by the way, this is proven again and again, place after place. And by the way, the difference between having the real match and doing it or just intending to, the plant reads it either way and reacts, and they can catch it, you know, galvanic skin response. They can do it to the plants too. And also, guess what? The plant knows the difference between, just as your child does, between a real threat and a false threat. Because I know I used to tell my child when he was young and running around, I'd say, I'm going to get you. I'm going to send you to the other world. And that would get him excited because he knew I was playing, even though I was saying, because they know the intent. Well, again, beyond the realm of conjecture and opinion, proven laboratory science.
Wow, this whole thing is so fascinating. It's mind-boggling. But I know, as long as I know you, I always knew that you lived, part of you lives in the paranormal world with angels and guides and all that sort of thing. For people that are non-believers, do you just let them stay non-believers, or do you have advice for them on how to make this all worthwhile just by looking into it?
Well, the answer is, yeah, of course I do. We've got a free masterclass that we offer. It's about an hour and a half, sometimes runs 2 hours, which goes through some of the stuff that we don't have time, you know, in the give and take and excitement of a radio. Radio is different than a masterclass, right, because we're here to entertain in a radio show. But let's look at the science. Let's look at what happened. For instance, you know, when the CIA did Stargate, they pulled in Jessica Utes, PhD, chair of the statistics department, to have her analyze if what they were saying was true. You know, and her analysis, independent analysis, just using the standards applied to any other arena of science, it is concluded that psychic functioning has been well established. Well established. Yeah, we try and get people to listen to us. There's 130 years of science, starting with the founding of the Society for Psychical Research in Great Britain in 1883, followed in 1886 in the United States. By the way, there's some famous scientists, some famous psychiatrists in our country have been in it. There's hundreds and thousands of proven incidents of psychic phenomena. There's thousands of tests in hundreds of labs in dozens of countries with millions of trials following rigid scientific protocol that has proven that psychic phenomena exist. And in fact, Jessica Utes, who I was referring to, says, look, those who won't accept the current body of evidence, there's no hope for them. There's no need to even continue running tests about whether psi exists or not. It exists, you know. So the existence of psi is again science. Now, it's not opinion. And by the way, there is a group of scientists that are like the people who knew better than to look through Galileo's telescope. that still exists, and there's still people who think the Earth is flat too. There's Flat Earth Society is on the internet if you don't believe me. So follow what science says. That's the first part for people who because of lack of education, because of bias of former days and times, don't believe it. And then start going in and doing some experiments to test it for yourself. But you got to get past, you got to take the blinders off, because if you surely don't believe it, you surely won't see it.
Ted mentioned about a class, and you can find out about that class going to the website www.quantumnetics, quantumnetics.com/psychic, and you'll see what is available for you in that class and how to register for it. I just checked out the website myself, so I would know how to tell you about it, quantumnetics.com/psychic, and you can learn about that class. One other recommendation I want to give you to put you in a positive mode and to make a difference in your life via this world with guests like Ted C. Huber each and every day with powerful messages is to listen to our show. And in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, here's why you should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask for your partnership in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will hear about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any one of them. If you can't join us when we are live at 11 Eastern, you can access any of them and download them if you wish from our archives 24/7. Back to you, Ted. So we now share that you are having a class about this, and the website again is quantumnetics.com/psychic. What would you tell people is the reason that it's so beneficial to tap into one's psychic powers? I know for me it is, because it gives me insight, tremendous insight, when you sit quietly for that time you designate and just hear the inner voice. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, yeah, it gives you insight, guidance, warnings. It manifests in so many different ways. You can be protected, receive guidance and information from making bad deals and investments, and encouraged and guided to and given unseen aid to make good deals and investments. You can get the deal whenever you don't make the best offer because the other person just feels an affinity for you. You can be guided into your perfect right job at the perfect right pay. What if you get some information that could save you from a life-threatening accident or heal a long-standing debility or addiction that's absolutely eliminating any real possibility from progress until you resolve it? How about getting the word to avoid a costly entanglement in a relationship? Or, even better, Joyce, how about finding that love of your life? How about just simply enjoying flow and joy on a day-to-day basis? All of these are the things that come from awakening and tuning in to your psychic sensitivities.
And all of them are very notable insight, guidance, warnings, especially warnings. How many times were you ready to step into the street when a car, and you stopped for that one instant and a car came whizzing by? So something protected you in that moment. I just want to share one experience that happened to me, and that is when I was living in New York and I had this little Maltese puppy, and we came to a big crossing, and I was ready to cross the street. I was standing curbside just waiting for the light to change. And it was a busy morning, early morning, lots of people around waiting for that light to change. And a voice told me, look up. And so I just looked up, and I was stunned to see an angel in the sky, the most beautiful angel I had ever seen. It was huge. It was like it took up the whole sky, this angel. And I kept pinching myself to see if it was in my imagination or it was there. I literally was pinching myself and squeezing on my hands, but I had no doubt whatsoever that there was in the sky this beautiful angel. So the light changed and everybody's crossing the street around me. I didn't move. I just stayed with that image on the curb, just stayed there for quite a while. And then when I did cross the street and go back to my home, I immediately documented it because I didn't want to ever forget it. I wanted to make sure it was real, and I called my friends that I knew would be believers, because you tell something like that to the naysayers and they'll laugh at you, they'll say it's ridiculous, you couldn't have, and so on. But that did happen to me. So there's one example where I heard the inner voice and I stopped, and to this day I can see that angel in the sky.
Beautiful. So absolutely exactly illustrative of what we're talking about.
And Ted, I know with you, you know, some of your great stories where you get messages, and that's how one of them, you happen to be the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill because you had a near-death experience and Napoleon Hill came to you in that moment. Would you just take a moment to share that?
Yes, and that was a very much a psychic experience. I was riding on a motorcycle, and, you know, I've worked the World Internet Summit. It was going business concern, and I took off, you know, one of the few days I could take off in that business was Thanksgiving. So I was in the Dominican Republic on a rented motorcycle tootling around and realized, now I just got through talking about the kind of money that I was making. In this motorcycle, I turned into a barrio, which is a poor neighborhood. And I was appalled by the poverty and the small size of houses and the way things were. And at the moment, I had a thought, I could have been born here. I lost consciousness. Now I'm on a motorcycle. You know, I went into a psychic experience. And next thing I know is I'm hearing a horn honking, which sounded like the horns of Gabriel at that point. And it looked like it was a perfect spring day, or it's spring down there, but it's autumn in, you know, the northern hemisphere. But it was a perfect day, dusk. But all of a sudden, it was rainy, and it looked like the deep rain when you can't see through the windshield wipers that are working. Everything was blurry, and I just didn't know what to do. And I knew I was about to get creamed, and I just accelerated, flew over. Avoided getting hit by a car. I hit a curb and flew over the front of the handlebars went unconscious. I don't know how long, but while I was there, Napoleon Hill came, and the image that I use, even though he was dressed in a business suit, a gray business suit, didn't a brown, didn't have much color, but he was towering above me like I think that, you know, whenever Aladdin rubbed the magic lamp and the genie came out. And except this guy was, Napoleon was scolding me because I'd been so busy doing stuff with the World Internet Summit. I wasn't doing the quantum update to his book, Think and Grow Rich. He basically scolded me and told me to get up and do it. And then he ended with, and there, at this time, I kind of halfway knew I was in an experience, but I also knew I thought I was dead. But I was above my body, but yet I was seeing out my eyes that were closed in my body. But Napoleon so ends all this stuff with me with these realizations. Says, what? Do you think you'll live forever? You know, and telling me to get up and do it, and I was already dead. And I said, oh, gee. And so eventually I came back to awareness, but that was a whole process too. And Joyce, I had been in the realm of angels.
Yeah, I believe that's a true near-death experience where I believe you passed over and I had, you know, incredible health challenges this year where I feel that happened to me as well, where I passed over, but it wasn't our time for sure. Folks, if you find this is interesting, I do, about waking up your psychic powers, tapping into them, then ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, that was an original poem, but the music was provided by Ted Siuber, the world's foremost authority on the internet. So, of course, I went to him, and thank you, Ted, for all the contributions you made to our show. One thing I wanted to ask you about, that you say that one of the things tapping into psychic abilities can do is to awaken your healing powers. How does that come to happen?
Basically, is once you tune in, you become a higher frequency. You know, you move to a higher frequency. And a lot of stuff that was constricted, that was held in place by your lower frequency. We all know that higher frequency, a lot of negativities will not stay in place when you raise the frequency. And so basically you're raising your frequency to become, and move in the psychic world, and, you know, this is part of meditation, you are expanding your consciousness, raising your consciousness. The Buddha said the best thing we can do is to move to higher consciousness. That is moving towards enlightenment. And so that's what opens up the same energies that will let those blocks go, will let those unnecessary habits go, will release chronic pain, will change those diagnoses. Now, we, of course, you know, this typical disclaimer, we're not a doctor and giving medical advice. On the other hand, these are the things that people who have begun to meditate and develop their psychic abilities report frequently happen to them, including myself and including my number one psychic partner, you know, major transformation of our lives.
Yes, and it's all about vibrations, energy. And folks, for those of you that are naysayers, first of all, you got to believe it to empower it. But what you think about, you bring about, so a lot of it might be connected to the law of attraction, that when you're in that higher vibration and you're willing it, you're believing it, you're feeling it, to attract that inside you, which will help heal you.
Well said.
Ted, as we're winding down here, what words do you want to leave our audience with? What message do you want to leave them with?
Well, audience member, I want to remind you what we have introduced today, that there's a new psychic in the world today. Things have progressed, and it's you. You have a sensitivity to develop, a way to tune in to get guidance, insights, and information, and the ability to move through your world in grace and flow while you contribute to the world and help those you love. It's all available. Tune in.
Tune in. And I add to it, tune in to our show every day. So once again, that website is Quantum, Quantumnetics.com, quantumnetics.com/psychic. And today's show is educational. It wasn't about Ted being a psychic for you and answering your questions and concerns. We have our very own world-renowned Peter Marks for that. So, folks, tune in to his show on Friday the 13th of May. That's an easy date to remember. We gave him Friday the 13th for his next show, where you can call in and ask Peter your questions and voice your concerns. And the call-in number, 917-388-4530. And that is when Peter Marks will be available to answer your questions. Typically, we get 100 people calling in that short amount of time that want to talk to Peter. He has a worldwide following. In closing, I want to say, Tetsuyu, but truly you're one of my favorite people on the planet for so many reasons and in so many ways. Your knowledge, your kindness, your way of helping and supporting is just phenomenal, and I'm very grateful you're in my life. And folks, for all of you, I've created this prayer. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my prayer for all of you. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.